Alicia
and Meredith,
and this is It's About the Pasta, Vanderpump Rules podcast.
We're pumped.
So we're part of the Geek Nerdery Network. They have a bunch of other podcasts. Our personal favorite is the Challenge podcast. We love MTV's The Challenge.
Reality TV freaks over here. We watch it all.
Speaking of freaks, Geek Nerdery, that was awful. Geek Nerdery has tons of other podcasts. One is Internet Freak Show, which is about weird shit that happens on the internet. And then there's Guys in a Bowling Alley, which is a game show. So there's something for everyone. So we totally recommend. Check them out. So
for all those husbands watching with their wives, they have plenty for you that you actually want.
So find us on Instagram at Vanderpasta and join our Facebook group. It's About the Pasta, Vanderpump Rules podcast.
Don't forget to rate, review, subscribe. We will also read any reviews. We have one, which we will say for the Woo-hoo! End. So give it to us.
So today we...
Five stars only. Five stars
Oh,
only.
Yeah. We only take 5 stars. So today we have some...
Special guests.
Introduce yourself, guys.
First time podcasters here.
I'm Tim.
I'm Annie. I'm his wife.
To bring it back to our
when
first
we worked
episode,
together.
Yep, we again another coworker, Tim here.
Tim was my boss,
and was fortunately, unfortunately, had to listen to me and Alicia's
constant talk. Yeah. This is literally what happened in his office every day.
This is how the podcast kind of really came to be, like over a year ago.
We were born. And then we met Annie at the company parties, and we liked her a lot better than Tim, so.
We had definitely a reason to like her prior, because we knew Tim watched Vanderpump because of Annie.
Yeah. Right. Annie's the OG fan. Tim's a poser.
She got me hooked. The first episode I saw was the, I came in, I remember coming over here, and she was like, can we just watch the end of this episode? And I was like, okay. And it was the bachelor party where Sandoval's...
Where they're in drag?
Bachelor party where they're in drag. And I'm like, what the hell are you watching?
Yeah, amazing.
And then she tried to get me to watch it, and I refused, and then I think one Saturday... it was Saturday. It was a marathon, and then I think after one episode, I was like, "Oh," and I'm hooked. So.
Love it. Well, Annie, thank you for spreading the joy of Vanderpump Rules.
We already have guests on episode 2.
I know, people dying to come on our podcast.
It's gonna be a great season.
So, should we get into the episode?
Yes. First, to kick it off, before we even started watching, Alicia here with the, I'm pumped, just giggling to herself. Thank you.
I think it's a funny pun. I like puns.
I feel you.
So, previously on Vanderpump Rules.
What happened last episode?
Sheena scares away the new guy, Brett.
Shocking.
But she's divorced, but it doesn't define
her. But she's not boy crazy.
No, never. Stassi's grandma died, unfortunately. Condolences to Stassi. Lala sober, Max and Dana hooked up, and Carter and Kristen caused the whole house chilling party to become unchilled. That was unscripted, I will say. Man. That was great.
Good job. Nailed
Thank
it.
Thank you so much.
But as soon as we start this episode, we are reminded of what's happening this season. Oh, how could we ever forget? Jax and Brittany are getting married. We're down to 1 month, everybody. I didn't even count how many times it was named this episode that we are 1 month away from the wedding.
You guys don't have a count?
No.
No.
What is it? We're counting down the days?
Oh, that was, yes. That was
Tim and I are accountants, so that's funny.
That was on their whiteboard office.
Wait, we forgot to mix it up.
Oh.
Sorry.
The most important segment. We've been mixing it up all night, so that's why
we forgot. This is our drink segment. Oh, yeah.
We got a cheers.
We have sangria today.
A Stassi sangria, what we discussed on the train.
Yep.
That's what it is.
Oh, I don't like it.
Alicia's not on board. She's the one who provided it, might I add.
I got it as a birthday gift.
I was supposed to mix it up.
Re-gifted. Oh, gosh. Okay, I'll drink it, but...
Don't name who gifted it, but name who gifted it.
She's not listening. We'll just say Mara did. Rip Mara.
Oh, she's not happy with the Rip Mara phrase, but always
sorry.
RIP.
Anyway, back to the episode. So,
Brittany's doing the laundry. Shoot, whatever. How do you say it, Annie? The boudoir. Blah. 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 She had, like,
boudoir. Yeah, boudoir. Which is fine.
She should have been in a tub of Mamaw's beer sheets.
Stassi did say she if she was doing the shoot, would fill it with a tub of ranch. And she said, just call Playboy.
Like a true queen.
She, basic bitch.
Really quick, Brittany's huge tattoo.
Oh.
The tramp stamp.
The Fleur-de-Lis. It was massive. Massive. I did not know she had that. Yeah. That's whatever. Not a tramp stamp anymore. That's too large to be a tramp stamp. That is now reaching lower back, really lower back, mid back at this point. Oh my
gosh. So yeah, Brittany's doing that. And Stassi gets filled in on what previously happened at the house chilling party.
Yeah, the unchill chilling party.
Kristen was ready to square off with Lala. Which I don't think Kristen was going to fight Lala. She's too disheveled for that right now.
That hair showed us everything.
I don't think she has had, like, a sane moment since. I think she's always in tears.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And honestly, the long hair isn't helping the disheveled look. Like, it just makes it look worse.
She can't control it. She has no idea what's happening. So, Lala tells them that she's going to the studio and... Oh my God, James Kennedy is coming.
Kennedy in the house. Finally, we get an appearance.
I'm very excited. I'm personally a James fan.
I am for the show. Like, he brings it.
I like James a lot.
Thoughts on James?
I can take him or leave him.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
I think he's a little underrated.
Yeah.
I feel like he provides for his family. I feel like he tries really hard.
He does kind of.
He just wants to be loved.
But I think they all know his buttons to push. Yeah, push them because they know he responds.
Yeah, I agree.
He's like a little brother. You just like.
Well, he's kind of like the new Sheena. Like Sheena used to be that person for the group of. We're just gonna do whatever we want, and she'll take it.
But he's basically Jax.
Oh yeah,
I feel like that's why Jax hates him or hated him was because it's a younger version of himself.
Oh, 100%. But man,
but we do get so we get a nice James flashback, which I appreciated to all the. Horrible thing.
That was great. Is.
I love these flashbacks. They are hitting all my favorite flashbacks. It. I know it was a horrible time. I love when James told her shorts didn't fit. And not because I'm fat shaming Katie, but because of the way James said it and the TV.
The glasses. Oh my God,
they were dressed in ridiculous outfits. It was just the whole idea of that happened.
And then I love Stassi being like, I'm not going to tell you I told you so. But I'm just going to think it in my head. It's classic Stassi of,
that's fine.
I'm going to be a bitch, but I'm going to be out there. I'm going to tell you I'm going to be a bitch, but here
I think Stassi's going to change your tune. I think everyone's going to love James. They're going to be on
board with James. Mm-hmm. That's your prediction?
I will say when I started, when we were catching myself up on all the previous seasons, he was super annoying.
Oh, yeah.
So he's actually grown. I will say that.
I think he's like a Stassi, where he gets a great character arc. Because we see him succeed, and we see him fail, and he can go either way. And I'm holding out for James. I'm going to support James and Lala, and I feel it on this season.
I think he's
a little boy that like, just wants a friend.
Yeah.
I agree.
Friends, he like picks on them, and they all turn on him. I don't know. I feel
agreed.
I feel bad for him a little bit. And I'm happy that Lala's back in his corner. Mm-hmm. And I obviously it's because of her sobriety, like she said that in the episode, that like because of her sobriety, she really wants to make amends with him. And I think that's going to be for the best.
Agreed. So then we go to Lisa's house where she's working out with Brett the trainer.
So weird.
So weird. I don't know if I could train my boss. Tim, you think that'd be weird?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. There's a lot of weird things. Weird conversations. I was like, whatever.
But, like, we weren't working out together.
Alicia on an exercise ball lifting a weight in your guys' office back in the day.
I would go work somewhere else.
Yeah. That was what would throw you over the edge.
Like, I gotta go. I don't know.
It's just weird. But Brett does open up that he thinks Sheena has been very nice to him. Too nice, almost.
It's weird.
Oh, my God.
It's weird. I love how honest Brett is in these interviews. I think he's hilarious. The best quote this entire episode. I have to hold a dictionary to her head to tell her what friend means. Like, I think he handles her so well. The best guy on this episode.
I hope they don't get together, though.
She's pretty terrified of her.
I think he's just like, what the fuck? Every time he, like, talks with her, he's just like, why are you doing this? Why are you so crazy? You're so clingy. We like maybe made out once.
Made out once. Yeah. And she was like ready to get married.
Yes. And he was like, it was not good.
TV in 7 seconds.
Best quote
only
ever.
Rob. Super Rob can do that. Ugh. Well, we'll see where it goes. I'm not rooting for Brett and Sheena.
I'm not.
For single Sheena. When can we just have...
Never.
I know we kind of had single Sheena, but she was still dating everyone and Adam and...
Yeah, that was not... No. Adam was the story arc for her. But new girl alert.
Ooh, Charlie's at Sir. And Sheena is training all the new people.
Not training all the new people.
Ooh. Poor Dana. So... Peter puts Sheena in charge of training Charlie, Dana, and Brett. I don't know what she's doing with Brett. Brett's fine. We'll leave Brett out of it.
Yeah.
But...
shouldn't do too much with Brett.
Dana is forced to clean the glass.
All the glasses in, the outdoor... One of the sections.
Yeah. The patio?
Yes. Yeah.
Just like Sheena was back in season one.
Flashback to...
What a time to be alive.
Stassi and them being the mean girls, and now Sheena's the mean girl. Oh, how the ties have changed.
Wait, really?
She reached her goal, though, isn't it?
I guess.
That's what all she wanted was to be the...
The top dog, the bully.
Yeah, the bully.
Yeah, HBIC.
She wanted to be Stassi.
This is what's different from Sheena and Lala, though. Because Lala gets treated horribly, and she really does try to not treat other people that way. She, James comes along, and she tries to open her heart up to him, even though everyone hates him because she knows what it's like to be exiled by this group. Sheena, on the other hand, is like, well, I'm just going to do it to another girl.
Yeah, she's like the...
Which is just...
They did it to me, so I'm going to do it to you. But...
Yeah. Really quick, creepy Peter... Hit on Charlie.
Oh my god, it's so weird.
He's like 40.
I know.
He's his like 100.
Oh my god. At least just put it back in the bun.
He's like Jax's 40. Age, right?
Yeah.
And he's going to look it up. So we'll go back to talking about Sheena and Dana, Max and Dana.
The whole love triangle, but not love triangle.
Because Sheena's not in it.
The Palm Springs triangle? Does that work?
No, because Dana's not going to Palm Springs because she does not give a fuck.
Date him, bang him, I don't care.
Sheena basically says...
That Sheena stands.
She basically says she's mad because she got called boy crazy, but she's not mad at Max, so she's going to take it out on Dana, even though Dana didn't do anything.
But she also said she's not mad at Dana for it, but Dana also wasn't involved. What'd you say?
She said it wasn't because of that.
Yeah, she was like, I'm not mad at you because of it, I'm just...
But why is she taking her madness out on... But Dana responds with... Do whatever you need to do to get through the day. So fuck off,
I
Sheena.
Feel like that's something like an alcoholic would say to themselves. Do whatever
Sheena's
you gotta do.
Sheena's doing it. Whatever.
Take a drink.
But Dana's... Oh, wait. How old's Peter?
34.
Oh.
Whoa. He's a lot younger than I thought.
Yeah, I agree.
So he's like Tom Sandoval's age.
I was gonna say because I think Mac... Or no. James dropped in this episode that he was 27 finally and he's really grown up. That it's like... If he's, like, one of the younger cast members, I feel like that's not as far of an age gap as I would assume.
That's not. Peter's looked so old for a really long time. I mean, I used to think it was, like, a hot kind of older guy thing. But now that I know it's not a hot older guy thing.
I know. I was about to say, he is aging himself. Let's go in and get some of that Botox, clean up that hair, take a shower.
Let's take a shower.
You know, like a couple seasons ago?
Yeah, you look good.
He either needs it long enough to do the man bun and actually do the man bun, or short enough where it's just like a slight long bang.
He's got to stop hitting on these girls, too. Like, it just does not look okay.
He's trying to pull a Max, hook up with his whole crew, and then just be like, oh, sorry.
Remember when he did...
Yeah, he dated
season
Sheena,
one. He's like, I dated Stassi. Yeah. I dated Katie. I hooked up with this person and that person.
Doesn't he try to hook up with like every girl that works with Sir? Remember that one blonde in like one
Vale.
Yeah, we were talking about it earlier.
He went on like a day date, or he thought of
it. Yeah,
it was just lunch.
Yeah. Oh god, so weird.
Sorry, Peter. Man. We root for you, but whatever. But it's fine. You know why? Because Max is gonna pick Dana up.
Yeah, I mean, am I good to go? Because Max is picking me up.
Boom. Suck it, Sheena.
It's like a giant F you to Sheena to be like, I know you hate that me and Max are doing anything, so I'm just going to make sure I throw it in your face.
I would.
She deserved it.
I agree. Especially for making her clean all the glasses that didn't need to be cleaned.
And Dana knew. She's like, Sheena's just doing this to be a bitch.
I like it. I wish Sheena would have stuck up for herself like this. She kind of did a little bit, but, like, Stassi had too much power because of all the whole group.
Well, Stassi's a bad bitch, and she has a pussy.
But Sheena doesn't have, like, a group at Sir right now.
She don't want her to be liked anyways. So yeah. She wasn't going to say anything back to Stassi. Where Dana doesn't care.
Yeah.
She's dating Max.
She has Max over at TomTom, who, like, may or may not own part of TomTom.
So, Lala's in the studio with her brother. I'm so excited.
I love when family members come on.
Same.
His name's Easton.
Yeah.
He lives in Salt Lake City. And he makes music in their mom's basement.
Three things checks. To know. Great. Love it. We already like Easton. James walks in. And he hugs Lala.
I loved it.
Cute friend moment.
I love when Lala calls people by their last names as a kind of respect. And she was like, Mr. Kennedy in the building. Ugh. Like, I love when Lala goes, like, full on, like, she's DJ mode in a group of, like, four people. Like, I expected, like, the pew, 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 pew. Yeah. Just go all out because James and Lala are friends again.
And James says he misses making music with Lala the most.
Yeah. And they have a lot of tracks.
They haven't released.
Cutting room floor. We're ready for it. So see you next Tuesday.
Really quick. So we watched the pumped version of this episode.
Yeah.
The pumped up version where they put like little tidbits at the bottom. And I just happened to catch this tidbit and I thought it was freaking hilarious. Lala sticks, because she's sober now, and she sticks to drinking water, Diet Coke, Red Bull, and pineapple juice.
Ooh.
Yo, like, no. I'm very impressed. I love a good pineapple juice.
No, what are those flat tummy teas?
Oh, my God. Probably.
Oh, man.
It's like flat the Instagram. It's like they sell these teas that will make your stomach flat, apparently. Yeah.
It basically like makes you poop.
Tim, I think you could really sell these. Let's start you on Instagram. It'll just be at Tim.
Starting to blow up the bathroom.
It may be painful.
It's gonna make you move out.
Yeah.
Lose 2 pounds.
This could have been your shredding niche for the wedding diet,
oh
but
my God.
Missed
too
opportunity.
Too late.
Too late now.
Oh goodness. Sorry.
So Lala and James have a talk.
Apparently, James was really hard to get in touch with to be friends again.
Yeah, I mean, though, if he got his ass handed to him at this reunion.
I agree.
And I think it wasn't all called for.
I agree.
I think there was a lot that didn't need to be said about James. And I know Lala talked about missing him at the reunion or whatever. But, like, if I'm James, I don't want to have anything to do with any of you people.
Like, I agree. I think, obviously, he, like, fucked up a lot, like, last season. But with friendship, it's, like, obviously give and take. And he was probably, his ego was wounded after that reunion that I think Lala probably needed to reach out more. Mm-hmm. And especially off camera, like, they were off camera. So I'm sure she did try her best. But I'm happy, no matter what, it led to this.
But he treated Lala like shit, though. And Lala's always
well,
bad at his back.
So we got a flashback of him calling her a whore.
Oh. Her, What did she call Randall? Or what did he call Randall?
An old man.
Bad old man. Solid. That was right after that was the, it's not about the pasta, Lala.
Yeah. Iconic. She ate Raquel. All because I ate Raquel's pasta.
It's not about the pasta, Lala. My favorite.
We also got a great flashback from the reunion of him mocking Brittany. But you know what?
Yep.
Fuck you, Brittany. That I would have mocked your ass.
I loved it. Like, Lala
back to Kentucky.
You called Brittany a hillbilly. Flashback. Just go back to your Kentucky people and hang out with those hillbillies.
He got a good Kentucky accent for
being
British.
He was hilarious.
It was great.
The best flashbacks.
Again.
And so many flashbacks. Like, it reminds me of all my favorite moments.
I love it. Like, that was
one-liners are just fantastic.
Our whole podcast is off a quote that James said, so we're fans.
Once he's like, go make another pump tini.
Remember when you bumped it? That quote.
The
that
best. But Lala and James are good, and she's going to unblock him so he can insta-stalk her. But he won't, but she will insta-stalk him.
Which means they're friends again, both on social media and off.
Which I'm great with.
We approve.
I think this is James is in with the big group.
Oh, 100%.
It's coming.
Does he want to be in the big group?
Oh, yeah.
I think he wants
like Sheena.
To be loved.
He's like Sheena. He really Sheena wants the attention. James wants to be loved. Like, he wants to be accepted. Sheena just wants eyes on her, I think. So their motives are different, but I think the outcome is kind of the same.
The same.
That's true. Okay.
So now we cut really quick to, there's two different things happening.
There's a lot going on.
We're going to go on one first. So Dana and Max are on a date.
Yes.
They're on a day date. Super cute.
Max basically says that, like, Dana is a pretty good girl. Like, she's interesting, whereas I guess Sheena's not. She has depth.
Max.
Yeah, that was the word.
Max is younger than Sheena. And Sheena stopped taking her birth control.
Oh, my God.
Stopped taking her birth control and is freezing her eggs.
That is
and
the best.
And Dana goes.
Wait, I have the full quote. I took
this down.
This
is my favorite part of the episode.
I mean, telling a 26-year-old boy you're stopped taking birth control is like yelling fire in a movie theater. Do you think anyone is going to end that? Or is anyone going to see the end of that movie? Solid,
it's
Dana.
So
thank
genius.
You. Moment of silence. You nailed it.
It was amazing. Max is right. Dana's right. Sheena.
But it goes back to, like, Brett's thing is like, whoa, calm down. And it's like, I totally get.
Well, Max and older. Sheena only hooked up after Scattergories.
Oh.
They made out for two minutes.
No, that was Brett.
No, I thought that was Max.
No, that was Brett because.
Oh, no, she dated Max. You're right.
Yeah,
they looked the
Max.
Same.
Yeah,
dated Max
I know.
For a month.
She dated Max in August, September, something so random.
No, like, it was before that because the wedding's in June. We're a month out from the wedding.
I'm stressed. This wedding.
The wedding was June 26th. Who's getting married? Can somebody write in and tell us who's getting married?
There's a wedding?
Out. Yeah. No, it was, yeah. I get why Max was like, whoa, let's just be friends.
Especially, too, if she just secretly looks in one day and is like, hey, I'm off my birth control.
Oh,
and he's like, honey.
Because it's not like they're best friends like her and Adam.
I'm not trying to have a kid with your ass.
Yeah, I'm 26.
She already has a penguin with Adam. We can only do so much.
Too many animals, too many things.
That penguin.
Where is that penguin?
Yeah. Adam's got him.
We need to go back to some research.
Who has custody of the penguin?
That's a good question.
Oh, my God.
Adam, please contact us. Is the penguin okay?
So Dana goes on to talk about her stand-up comedy routine.
Coming up, the show.
Yeah, she was inspired by her mom, who passed away of brain cancer. We're very sorry. But
she's turning it into something positive.
Yeah, she makes, and you know what, as someone who makes jokes out of trauma, I can relate to her.
Yeah.
You just kind of go be funny about it. It's how you deal with it. And she's going to try and make a career out of it.
She wants to stop working as a, like, health something.
Healthcare sales or something.
Yeah.
Right?
I was like, yeah,
who knew?
Who knew these people had real jobs?
It makes you wonder.
Do they all have day jobs?
I would think that, like, the new girl, or Brett obviously has a full-time job training Lisa, and Dana.
Max is a manager,
yeah,
so he's
he
busy.
Definitely not. Maybe the new girl.
Charlie? We really don't see that much.
The
she's
heck?
Kind of.
She's not even saying anything, really.
She's friends with Sheena.
Yeah.
Just wait, she's about to bang
Ooh,
Peter.
She's coming
in the
through.
Bathroom.
She's coming through.
She had a boyfriend.
But then we're going to go to brunch or lunch or whatever with Danica.
New girl Danica.
New.
Wait.
Ariana and Sheena.
Ariana gives the best description.
We meet Danica. Who is this? The suspended server. What is she? Assistant manager.
She's an assistant manager. Currently suspended. Because she shoved her bartender boyfriend because he suggested they should have a threesome.
Conspiracy theory.
I agree.
No.
No. It's
my conspiracy theory is Max
is
the bartender boyfriend that suggested the threesome.
And then got moved to TomTom?
Yeah, because he said he was in a relationship with a girl before he started working at TomTom.
Well, right when he started working at TomTom, it started not working. But, as we mentioned, we watched the, like, weird version where it gives us fun quotes. It said that they had problems prior. It wasn't just him working at TomTom. Serious problems.
Well.
In quotes.
He clearly wanted a threesome, so that was the problem.
That was some serious
Do
problems.
Do we think Dana's down?
Yes.
I think, yeah.
Shit. Okay.
I think she likes Max too much. She will do it. It's just like Sheena. She will do anything.
After one night of sleeping with him, she was ready to
exchange rings. Yeah.
Yeah. She was ready to start a life with him.
That's my conspiracy theory. You heard it here first.
Max is the
I know nothing.
The reason why Danica was suspended. Also, I feel like it's a rite of passage.
Well, Danica shouldn't have shoved her boyfriend. Violence is never the answer, Danica.
Never. We throw words, not fists. I feel like being suspended is a rite of passage, sir.
That's like a roller coaster of a sentence, too.
Oh, yeah.
Like, assistant manager, fired from, or suspended from shoving your boyfriend for suggesting a threesome.
It's a lot to know about Danica.
It's each an adjective section. It's just, she is all three of these things.
Then Sheena tells them how she made Dana clean all the glasses. And Ariana responds with, you either die a hero or live long enough to be a villain.
Which,
fuck you, Sheena.
No, but I think it accurately describes. Fuck you, Sheena. No. Ariana's sentence accurately describes how these characters have come through 8 seasons. Some of them used to be heroes when they started. Some now they're turning into villains. Sheena, take the floor.
Becomes the villain.
Yeah. She used to be a hero.
I used to really like Sheena. You know what? We shall discuss later. But
before every season, had a new boy. Really liked her.
I miss Shay. Rip Shay, wherever you are.
She is always Sheena Shay.
On the island with Mara.
She did him dirty, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Remember when she started her in, what's his name? God, what was the...
Rob, the divorce closet.
Where's that? Who owns the divorce closet? Rob does.
This is my favorite thing. Rob owns the divorce closet because Sheena asked and was like, are we going to split ownership? And he's like, well, I'll own it. And then we're dating, so it's mine as yours. But Rob knew. Rob knew he was in Sheena, just idiot.
Oh, man.
Oh, God. Rob knew. Anyway, they talk about how Max is the thirstiest person, and that he tells girls that he owns a little bit of Tom Tom.
Okay, I believe this is true.
I think
that
this
he
is true.
Owns a little bit of Tom Tom.
No, saying he owns.
Oh, absolutely.
But you had the best comment mid us watching. It was ruined.
Because they say a sliver of Tom Tom. How small is it? Because Tom and Tom both own 5%. How much smaller can it get?
I own 0.003% of Tom Tom.
Lisa owns like probably what,
90%?
No.
There's other partners, I thought.
Lisa owns 85. Ken owns 5. Tom owns 5. Tom owns 5.
And Max owns 1. Or
yeah.
Less than 1.
I guess.
A sliver.
Sorry. 97.95% is Lisa.
Tom was like an actual owner. Like, maybe I'll try bartending. And the GM
I love
was
like,
that. No.
Like, sweetheart, let's go back to when you said, like, maybe the cleaning the toilets would be your role. I think that's solid.
Yeah, 100%.
Or it's the bartender for 30 seconds. Shot. Yeah.
Just make your own drinks and we'll just leave it at that.
Can we reminisce, though, when Jax used to tell girls that he owned 49% of CVS?
Oh, his parents.
Oh, his parents owned 49% of CVS.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
Thank you, Jax, for all
if
the lies.
If this is going to lead Max down to Jax, oh, my God.
I mean, we've heard Brett is the new Jax, though, somewhat. That's what I've heard. I've heard Brett and Max
bartender.
Are both new versions of Jax, so... Max has got the line going for him, and apparently Brett has got the...
Bartending.
No, I was going to say the girls, maybe, because...
Sheena?
Who knows?
Did she never hit on Jax?
Oh, yeah. Remember early on?
Oh,
Stassi
when
was
she
super...
She rubbed sunscreen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Started the whole Stassi
Jax
downhill.
Well, he's like
well
angel wings.
Yeah. It was like another reason that, like, Stassi hated Sheena. It was
the
gay
pride.
Yeah.
Yeah.
100%.
Ugh, good times.
I totally think, though, Max is telling that to girls to...
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it worked with Sheena because she got him an Apple Watch.
Yeah,
so.
Which, it comes back up later, so we will touch back
on it. Comes back up now at lunch.
Not yet. No. When Max addresses it later on.
Oh, yeah. This is when Sheena says it at lunch, and she's like, I bought him an Apple
Watch.
Oh,
the Apple Watch comes up, yeah.
Ugh.
He got super defensive of when the Tom's brought it up and, like, joked about it with him. No, I just said, like...
I know
my bar.
I was
but
just
like,
yeah.
It's just the bar that
they
I
interpreted it as that it was I owned it, but I never said it. And
I
it's
just
like
said my
I don't believe that in little Tom's words. Well, like not more than 5%.
Please, as long as you don't own 6.
As long as you don't say you own 6.
I think we're just fine.
Yeah. He's like, I saw my job right. I mean, I brought Lisa that money.
Can you imagine?
The cash in a
briefcase. Can you imagine Lisa showing up and being like, Schwartz, I'm giving 1% to
one of Max. Your percent.
And Schwartz is just like, what?
He'd be like, puppy dog eyes. Like,
what?
Like Raquel tried to do in the first episode.
What?
Didn't his check bounce?
They both did. Yes, his did. So he brought the cash. Yeah, and
he brought the cash in that stupid ass briefcase.
He was like, "Well, I mean, like, I changed banks, and I forgot that I brought you the check on this account, and it da 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 da." Well, first,
and Lisa's sitting there, just like, really, give me the money.
Yeah, it's weird because I wonder how long Lisa actually held on to that check. First off, I'm sure it was months, so I kind of understand why he was like, well, now I don't have the money, because I feel like that all the time. I'm like, you want money from me? Mm-hmm. I don't have that money anymore. You wanted it 5 months ago? I definitely don't have that anymore. Yeah.
Gotta wait for his Bravo check.
Yeah, seriously, like, the season's not over yet. Just wait for that to clear. I promise. Lisa,
can you just give me my paycheck early? You also, run this shit.
How often do they switch bank accounts? Like, I got a whole new bank every 3 months. Don't you worry. I'll start getting my checks in order.
Oh my God.
I was like, whoa.
Really quick, we do find out that Katie and Lala like Dana.
They're on board. Which,
yeah.
She's cool. Yeah. I like Dana.
Katie doesn't even usually like new people.
That Lala did say that. Quickly reminded her. Do you guys like Dana? New cast members' thoughts?
I like Dana.
I think she's fine.
Max,
she's funny. I like her. She calls it as it is.
Thoughts on Max and Brett as well.
Max.
TBD.
Max is the one at TomTom. Brett's the one Sheena's into right now.
I think I'm going to like Brett better than Max.
Same. I don't know if I'm going to like Max. He comes off as kind of douchey.
I agree. I feel like
I think so, but I like don't know Brett well enough.
I think I base my like liking cast members based on their interviews. Like I like people who are funny in their own interviews.
Yeah, and I think Max is hilarious.
No, I think he's douchey as hell.
I think Max is funny.
Yeah, where I think Brett's hilarious because he totally puts Sheena in her place.
I also think
does he behind her back?
No, behind her back for sure. But I don't care. It isn't me, so I'm all right with it. He gives funny one-off things like. I love that he called out Sheena for not being a good kisser.
I forgot about that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I love that.
But, hey.
I mean, Max said that as much depth as Sheena had was they talked about emojis.
Oh, yeah.
I think Sheena's just an easy target, honestly.
I know. But I think, like, to be honest, she puts that on herself. Like,
true.
Not, like, she could make it so much easier rather than dropping, like, I don't know if you know I got divorced. She could be like, you know, it's really tough getting divorced. Like, she doesn't really open up about her things. She just drops little phrases where it's like, pay attention to me, rather than just being like, hey, this is what I'm really going through. Like, it's been hard, like, when boys call me crazy, not being like, you're calling me crazy? That's ridiculous. It's like, well, you are a little boy crazy.
So now we do this thing where I hate that Bravo cuts to three different things, but we'll start with Stassi.
I mean, I guess it makes sense. They're all talking about the same damn thing.
I know, but
hopefully it's not the theme of the
season.
It's
hard to take notes.
I know.
So Stassi brings Bo lunch to, I don't know, some photo shoot
some
she's
filming
doing.
Thing? It was weird. I couldn't figure it out.
Is he like the casting director? Or like
oh, is he?
Yeah.
There was like casting. A blue wall and a desk, and Stassi was like, I don't know what to do with my hands.
Like reality shows or like commercials or something.
Okay.
Oh,
nice.
Interesting. He does say that Stassi has a great chin.
Yes, and she said,
thanks. It's fake.
Thank you for the reminder, Stassi.
They've been barely. I know last episode they were. She had her grandma's funeral, but like I feel like this episode.
There's no drama. Either. They're perfect. Oh.
They're normal. They are normal people now. Weird.
The only not normal thing about them is they have to deal with Kristen and fucking Carter.
As everybody else has.
I swear to God, I'm going to lose my mind. And they about...
What is this line? Like, I don't give a shit.
Next time she talks about Carter, I'm going to be like, baby, you should shut up.
Maybe you should just
shut up.
Which, like...
Maybe you should just shut up.
This is... I love this because, obviously, Bo will never say this.
It tells you how confrontational he is. It's like, maybe you should shut up. Like, he wants to be so harsh, but he's like, maybe...
You're killing it on the face. Can't see it.
I just see Bo being like, maybe... Shut up.
Yeah.
Just shut up.
Just like, oh, maybe just shut up. We all know he won't say it, but I appreciate he's trying to be supportive to Stassi.
Stassi would straight up be like,
shut the
fuck
up.
You, Kristen. Yeah.
But Bo's like, yeah, no, I totally get it. I mean, like, next time I see her,
maybe just shut up. He loves her.
Oh, he's trying. He's trying to get involved without being involved.
He's busy. He doesn't have time for this. Then we go to Lalo, who's at Vanderpump Dogs, and she tells Lisa about all the Kristen drama. Ugh. Which I don't think Lisa fucking cares, but she'll listen.
But Lalo said it the truth, like, the best way. Like, I don't think Kristen will leave Carter because she's not okay being by herself. Which I feel like is a lot of times why people don't leave people. Like,
yeah.
It's nice to have somebody.
Jack says this later, where Kristen's just super codependent.
Yeah.
But she went from, like, Tom to James to Carter. Like, she's always been with someone significantly.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
And it's, even if she didn't have somebody, she was stressing out about James. Even when she did have somebody, she was stressing about James. So.
Oh, she stressed about Tom. And then she stressed about James. And then she stressed, like, she just has to have, like, obsession, like, about someone.
It's weird because, like, Sheena gets attached, but, like, Kristen's attachment is way crazier.
Kristen will stalk your ass.
Yeah.
So that's how your place of work.
Whereas Sheena's like, hey, hi, pay attention to me. Hello. What are you doing?
Kristen brought a girl from Miami to stalk the hell out of Tom.
Kristen's like,
dressed up to get mad.
Yeah. Yes. Like, Kristen's waiting outside your apartment, your hey, job. Babe.
To pick up the Comcast box or something.
Yeah.
Remember when she walks in and goes, but babe, I mean, and then Tom Schwartz is like, shit, she just called Sandoval babe.
Didn't he tell her to, like, can you stop having your mail delivered here? Yeah. She goes, well, I haven't done laundry. It's like, it's been a year.
Yeah. Yeah. Because Ariana was living there, and they were, like, she was sitting
playing
on the couch,
Candy
like,
Crush.
Hey.
She was still getting her mail. Like, her mail is still being sent there.
Oh, my God, this girl.
It's not hard. I mean, you do it through the post office. My new address is, you don't even honestly have to get to your own accounts. Yeah, like, that quickly. Very, very easy. So, Kristen, if you're listening.
You crazy. That's crazy. What you need to know.
Now that you are moving, let's definitely move that address. Crazy. We also have Sheena, Katie, Brittany, and Kristen dress shopping. And don't worry, Sheena doesn't have to go dress shopping.
Sheena was there? Oh, yeah, Sheena was there. Sheena's got a tacky-ass dress already from her wedding.
It sounds like they're going to do at the bachelorette party, or maybe they're going to also do a pre-bachelorette party, just like Jax did.
Oh, my God.
A disgusting wedding dress.
Tacky wedding dress.
Tacky, yeah, that's the word. Night out, but don't worry. Once again, Sheena doesn't need.
She's a crop top.
That she has her own crop top.
She's already been married. Doesn't define her. She has a dress.
The divorce does not define her. But they are also talking about Kristen and Carter.
Kristen's trying to be strong. Okay, she's trying to be really strong.
Katie is apologizing for screaming in Kristen's ear. I am gonna scream in your ear so you actually listen. Kristen did stay pretty calm during that moment. I do have to give her props.
She just was over it. But they do say if they're broken up, Carter should not be coming around.
Not coming to Miami specifically.
Brittany does not want his ass there.
She's remember inviting him.
Well, she's getting married, so.
He wasn't invited. I don't know if you know, we are.
It's her wedding.
Countdown to the wedding.
It's Jackson's day. It's all about
Jackson. I mean, it's like, I'm getting married.
They're having two different days. They have no idea what's happening.
Oh, man.
So, whatever. Schwartz, Max, and are at Tom Tom. Schwartz might bartend, LOL.
Could he handle it? He couldn't handle Pum.
No. Handle Tom Tom. Sandoval walks in, flicks off those sunglasses.
Boom. He looks like an owner. Sandoval looks like the guy who cleans the toilet.
Schwartz, you mean? Schwartz. The guy that cleans the toilet.
Sandoval looks like he owns the place. Schwartz looks like he cleans the toilet.
And honestly, neither of them own it or clean the toilets.
They have 5%.
Oh my God.
Max
about to take 2 of their percent, so they better watch out. But Sandoval, we get a great flashback of the night he was fired from Sir. But he loves to jump behind the bar at girls' night. He loves mixing up.
Walk out with a wad of cash.
Did you guys see the little on the pop-up things?
No.
The producers say Sandoval loves chatting up with, like, people sitting at the bar. And then he'll get back there and start just whooping up drinks.
It's like, do you still bartend? He's like, do I?
Yeah. Well, instead, he enjoys.
He's waiting for that question.
He's like sitting there like, oh, did somebody call my name? And they're like,
do you remember when he brought his own bartending or his bartender kit to the night at the... He's like, you could just mix two flavors together. But me, I have a muddler. Yeah. And he like pulls it out.
How dare you just put strawberries in that drink? I muddle those strawberries.
I have 4 different mixers. What do you want?
Tell me what you want, what you really, really want.
Remember how offended he got by Lisa bringing in that...
mixologist.
Yeah, the mixologist from, like,
the, like, Vegas. Famous person. Yes. Yeah.
Vegas.
You got, like, super, like, oh.
We can make our own drinks. I've been bartending for like 12 years.
I've been thinking up these drinks for 9 months. That is my role.
I wrote them on a napkin. Seriously.
And then yeah. The $20,000 or whatever how long it was, that machine that made like the frozen
ice cubes
that was...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
How much does it cost? It was, I don't know what the amount.
He's like, it only takes like 5 minutes to make, and Lisa's like, we have to turn these things over. What?
It's like $20,000, whatever, something ridiculous.
Who paid for that? First off, like, you don't have a corporate card.
Probably Andy Cohen. This is gonna be worth it.
Oh yeah, just for the drama. All
right. Hey Andy, can I buy an ice machine? Okay.
Whatever.
You can put on the show. So then we walk into Kyle Chan's office.
Okay, we had a big mistake on this. We were all questioning who was the guy who called Katie Fat.
It's not just James.
It was like a magazine. Like Lisa was on the cover of the magazine.
It was like a party.
Yeah.
It was Kevin Chin?
No. Kevin Lee. Yeah.
Well,
because they were talking about how James called her fat, and
yes.
Kevin was like, "Well,
no." Oh my God, these people are savage. If I was Katie, I'd cry all the time.
I know.
My God.
She does have some worse moments, but she does the same.
So Kyle Chan though has been on the show before. He's helped everyone out with their rings.
Of course,
he
the
is
wedding
the
is
dude.
In 1 month.
Wedding,
the wedding, wedding. Jax's wedding.
Oh, is that why Jax and Brandy are looking at wedding rings?
Yeah, I know. I don't know if you've heard, but they did get married in 2019.
So
but don't worry, Jax is quick to point out how pricey things are.
It's like, this is where he goes. He's like in an interview, and he's like, I don't know, Brittany wants to be like Meghan Markle and what's his name? It amazes me that Jax does not know
who Prince Harry is.
I think he knows.
You think he does?
I think he knows. He just doesn't want to say
being
that.
Being a dick.
Yeah. I guess. I mean...
I think he's a dumbass.
Even before his interview...
That's also true.
Jax must be the cheapest person, except for one person the three of us know. That he literally, as Brittany is literally sliding on that ring, he's like, wow, look how shiny that is. That must be for the next anniversary.
Oh my
and
God.
And the guy is like, no, that's her band.
Oh my God.
Brittany has a tendency to raise that budget, and she doesn't even think I notice. Well, Jax, thank God you have that job at Sir.
Someone's got to pay for the wedding.
Somebody's got to pay for this wedding.
What?
Apparently the wedding's too pricey.
Do you know what else we talk about here?
What?
Oh, Kristen and Carter. Over it.
Well, I mean, it is apparently Brittany's fault, so gotta make sure it's still Brittany's fault.
Jax thinks Carter's a gold digger, which, whatever. I don't care if he is or isn't at this point. I just need Kristen to dump his ass. I do not care who Carter is anymore.
But the weird thing is Jax at this moment says he's torn about Carter. Which I feel like Jax and Sheena also have this in common. They just want to be loved at some point. So I feel like Jax loves to ride the fence to be like, it's not my fault. You know, like, I'm not doing anything wrong.
If
like,
Jax wanted to be loved, he wouldn't sleep with everyone when he has a girlfriend.
And not by Brittany, obviously. He's got that in the bag.
He fucked Faith.
But he's like
two wedding bands out of it. She's
yeah, she's fine.
Good. It's fine. She's got the anniversary band real early, apparently. But it's like, I'm torn about Carter. And then it's like, Brittany doesn't want Carter around at all. So it's like,
oh my God.
It has to be Brittany's fault.
Because Jax can't do anything bad to anyone. He's
not
perfect.
At all.
Oh, so we go back to Sir.
Dana hair flips her way with Sheena.
Like a badass. Sheena admits she's been kind of a bitch to Dana.
No. Something irks me about you.
That's so fucking rude.
Look at your face. I just hate you.
Like,
I'm not a fan of yours, basically, as I'm. She's training her.
That's okay. Sheena's the world's shittiest trainer.
Don't you worry. She trains just one person and has somebody else clean the glasses.
But, whatever, Sheena. You know what? Fuck you, Sheena. I'm over it.
Don't worry, Tom is behind the bar at Sir.
I don't understand. I thought he was fired.
No, no,
but they never explained it.
But he just jumps behind the bar. Yeah.
Girls' night.
It is a day that ends in Y. I need to be behind the bar.
I'll bring my straightener.
You think he just wakes up and Ariana's like, "Where are you going?" And he's like, "Babe, I'm just gonna go on a walk. I'll be back in a few hours." And he shows up like 8 hours later and he's like,
"Don't be concerned.
Babe, they were really short-handed, sir. I had to jump behind the bar."
Not even that. She probably looks on her like, "Find my friends," and is like, "Fuck, he's back at Sir."
It's like, "Get out from behind the bar, babe."
It's like an abusive relationship. He needs to be back at Sir. It's like calling his name. He's sucked back in. And Lisa's like, "Get away from us. Back away. You have your own bar now."
What is,
oh,
that's Bubba.
Bubba.
So Ariana shows up.
Because she must have seen him on Find My Friends.
She's sad because there was a Justin Bieber song on the radio and she didn't know him. So she feels really out of touch.
She cried. I cry.
I think she's... We'll go into this.
She feels off, is what she said.
Yeah. So she... wait, really quick. I don't know why I wrote this down. Sheena mentioned she's divorced again.
I literally was just like, wait a minute, pack up. Second reference of Sheena's divorce this season.
Oh, my God.
I mean, I don't know if you know I'm divorced. It doesn't define me.
We miss Shay. Just bring him back.
No. I...
Don't do that
I would
him.
Take Shay over Sheena.
I would take Shay. Oh, I love
you know what?
Shay.
I would just love Shay... 5 minutes at the reunion.
You know what'd be
no,
great?
No, not the reunion. You know how they always like end the season with a party?
Yeah.
Bring drop Shay right in there.
No, every episode they just do a really quick like, flashback. Where's Shay? And they just show him like sitting on a couch eating like a hamburger and they're like, that's where Shay is. And
it's like a commercial within the episode.
Yes. Oh, 10 out of 10.
I'll sponsor it.
Where's Shay?
Are they?
He did because he bought Shay that fly collared shirt that said his name engraved in the back.
Man. Yikes.
Whatever. Sheena's divorced and her eggs are frozen, everyone.
And Brett reminds us that Sheena's coming on way too strong.
She wants to find Mr. Right, but that's not Brett.
It's not fair to you, says Brett. We need to end these.
Oh, my God.
Sheena's like, but maybe he doesn't mean it.
Oh, my God. Yeah, Brett goes into this tangent.
Monologue.
My God, he wrote her a novel about how much he does not want to date her.
Either he had a whole monologue or production screwed him over and had a great editing.
That great job.
The poor person had to listen to the whole monologue.
And then Sheena literally is like, he says that, but I don't know if he means it.
Classic.
Oh, my God, Sheena.
I don't believe you.
It is so painful to watch you.
It's not you. It's not me. It's you. And she's like, no. There's nothing wrong. It's not either of us. We're meant to be.
Equally as, like, it cringes me out to watch Peter hit on girls as much as it cringes me out to watch Sheena just, like, throw herself at 20-year-olds.
I think the interviews are worse because at least in person, like, she doesn't come off too, sometimes crazy. But I feel like in her interviews, she's like, she says things like this. Like, I don't really believe you.
I'm going to capture him and keep him in my basement. And it's like,
I gave him an Apple Watch and he didn't respond to me. Like,
she has time to think about it. Yeah. She stews on it.
That's true.
You think the producers are ever just like, so tell us about Brett? And she goes into long and they just like cut it to like...
Oh, I don't think they have to ask pointed
I think
questions.
Yeah. Like,
she's like, so I'll just tell you about my life.
You saw Dana talking to Max. How do you feel about that?
I think if it's about like Dana for sure. But I think if they're like, tell us about Brett, she's like, well, and they probably have 45 minutes of interviews and they take 3 seconds.
I'm stressful.
Lordy.
Whatever. Sheena, take a hint.
Just calm down. One season without a boy.
So Ariana decides she's gonna talk to Lisa.
She really wants to bartend again.
She doesn't like sitting at home and not working, which I can attest to. It gets boring.
Her book doesn't come out till December, which
she has nothing to do.
And present day is out. So what did she do all fall, summer?
Nothing.
Nothing.
So
did
Lisa's
she work at
like,
Sir? We don't know.
Lisa's like, you talk shit about me. Why are you going to work at my restaurant?
I agree with that, kind of.
I do, too. She was kind of harsh during the interviews. Like, Ariana was a little...
I agree.
She got a little on her high horse. Like,
yeah.
My husband or my man...
Owns
5%.
...this bar. And this is like, sit down. I gave him the money to buy the bar.
Yeah. It's like,
I signed his paycheck.
You should be grateful that, like, I'm giving this opportunity.
Yeah, Lisa literally said, like, it's a compliment that I asked them to do this. Granted, she named it after them, so she kind of had to. And then the other options, like Jack, so it's like, weigh your options here. Jack. Jack. Could be it if that was his real name. But I think JTT. Ariana doesn't let the Toms fight their own battle. Like, the girls don't let the Toms fight their own battles a little bit. So, like, if Tom had a problem, right. I don't think Lisa would be upset if he came to her and said, like, I'm tired of you not taking it seriously. But, like, the fact that your girlfriend has to kind of fight your battles and she gave them this huge opportunity looks poorly on Ariana.
The guys are like, okay, like, whatever. Like, yeah. No big deal. And the girls are like,
this is ridiculous.
This is like, we want security.
Yeah.
Like, you go out there and fight for it.
Yeah, but they don't fight for it, correct. So Ariana has to fight for it. But it looks bad on her, because, like, now she wants a job back, and it's like, well, don't shit on me. I'm your cash cow over here.
But it's fine, because Lisa's going to think about it. But as they start talking, Ariana sounds really depressed.
I know. I love that Lisa can separate work and, like, caring about these people.
Yeah.
I think also I personally think she's totally rebranding herself, because she was on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
And she had that shit
image. Had a huge shit image with, like, the ladies there, and, like, totally dropped from that show. So I think she's trying to rebrand herself on the show, is just my opinion. Because she's being very motherly this season, in my opinion.
Being really nice. And she's around a lot.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Because this is her only show, which makes sense why she's around more. But she's being way more motherly. Like, I always saw it with Stassi, but, like, to Ariana now. Like, not that, like, she obviously wouldn't care about that. Ariana said she was depressed, but there's a lot more conversations like this on the show.
Yeah, we know Ariana has self-image issues.
Yes.
She's talked about it in the past. She's not happy with the way she looks. I think her dad dying was a big trigger for her, and she's internalized it.
The first time she's really processing it, because, like, Lala got to process her dad, is, like, now I think she's processing it, a lot of things.
And I think Jax losing his dad, and Ariana coming forward and being like, no one cared about it when it happened to me, was another thing.
Well, she was like, I'm really sad my dad died. And Tom's like, but we're going to go blow stuff up. Like,
yeah, Vegas. Yeah, I'm going to Vegas, babe.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I think also she's home all the time. Her boyfriend has his restaurant. She's waiting for this book to come out.
Not working at Sir.
She has all of her goals and she still doesn't feel better. And I think she's just depressed, and I'm glad she can acknowledge that. And I want her to feel better, because I freaking love Ariana.
But it's cool that, like, I think, like, she, a lot of times I feel like this happens where you, like, slow down and people, like, realize what's actually going on. Like, obviously, when you're busy, you don't have time to process things or think about anything. So I think this is the first time she's, like, had a minute.
Yeah.
Because before the show, they obviously were hustling to make any money.
Yeah, and she was busy, and now she's sitting at home thinking about her dad, and, like, where's she gonna go next, and,
like, what's
all
the future
other shit.
Look like?
Good for her for being too, like, I think I need help. Like,
yeah.
I think I need
medication.
Or, like, this, I need to be, keep myself busy to, like, mentally stay healthy.
And I think it'd be good if Lisa let her work a little bit. I think that might get her, and you know what, I'm impressed that instead of feeding into her depression, she's like, you know what, I should go out there and find something to do with my time to, like, help me get out of bed in the morning.
Yeah, I agree.
So, Ariana girl, I love
great
you.
Great chat with Lisa.
So then we go to Dana's comedy show, where Lala, Ariana, Schwartz, Sandoval, and Max all
the
go to watch
crew.
Her. And not Stassi and Katie. We get a weird scene of them making a bed.
Snippet about them not being there.
No one
but
cares.
But don't worry, Dana's especially nervous because Max is there.
And we have a really good flashback of Tom Sandoval, like, rap
beatboxing.
Oh my god, so weird.
Yeah, not to get political here at the very end. And I think Schwartz was going to call it out that, like, it's kind of awkward when people do stand-up and aren't good at stand-up.
Like, in real life, and then I see you in person or on the show, and it's like, eh.
It doesn't translate well. Flashback.
Sandoval's face is like, excuse me?
Yeah.
Again, the editing, 10 out of 10.
Really
fantastic.
Loving these flashbacks this year. Yep. We have 7 season worth of flashbacks to grab out of.
I think Dana did really well.
I agree.
I think she was funny. She pulls from her trauma. It's hilarious still.
Yeah.
She seems okay. This is how she's processing it. I'm a fan. I would watch her.
There are some jokes where I thought they weren't going to land, or it was going to be awkward jokes.
Yeah.
Or awkward laughs. And then she got a lot more laughs. And
if you didn't get that joke, you're poor.
Yeah. That was a good
one. I know where that was going.
Yeah, I know. I was like, this one is a soft starting. Yeah.
It was a soft start.
I was like, that one definitely isn't going to land. Like, this is going to be awkward. Everybody's just going to be like, crickets. And then she nailed it with the finish.
Well, yeah. Great job, Dana. I really like her. 10 out of 10.
I hope we see more of this, because she wants to quit. This is when she mentions that she's in
healthcare
sales. that hopefully she can quit that job to do, I don't know if it's comedy or Sir full time. Either way,
wherever Max is.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. I don't think she's going to be that obsessed, but we'll see. I could be so wrong.
She's already obsessed with Max.
She seems a little...
Not Sheena like, level, obviously, but I think she's like Britney moving.
Like,
yes. There was so much creepiness of her, and like the cameras caught her, obviously, at the perfect moment.
It was like, wasn't the same, like, 10 seconds.
Maybe, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
That like, editor...
But either way... Like,
the editor's getting a raise.
Like, I don't think... I don't think they would have edited her like that if she wasn't given to be like that this season. Like, it's already kind of, I think, becoming a narrative.
We'll see. So we end the episode on my least fucking favorite topic.
Let me guess. Carter and Kristen?
God, I hate them. This might be worse than Jackson Brittany's wedding.
I agree. Wait, who's getting married?
That, like, might... I don't know which storyline I'm going to hate more.
No, I think I'm going to enjoy Jackson Brittany's wedding because I know it ends with Brittany crying on a pizza box.
God, I hope it does.
There's a pizza box somewhere. I don't
know. Do we know she's crying on the pizza box?
Actually, I think she's now that they were picking out, I was about to say, now that they were picking out tacky wedding dresses, it has to be that because she had like a weird with like beads on her forehead.
Yeah.
Which wasn't.
Six different wedding dresses, though.
She cries in Miami.
Yeah, I think it happens.
Whatever.
Miami,
no bachelorette party will ever top Tom Schwartz in drag being a battered wife. And Katie not even knowing what's going on.
Yeah,
Katie pokes out of her room, hears yelling, and then just is like, nope, and closes it. Oh my God.
All right, but back to the
So
worst.
Kristen's moving. Jax and Katie are here to help. Jax is in a Schwartz t-shirt.
Love it.
After that, it goes downhill.
Not a Schwartz t-shirt. A Bubba t-shirt. Bubba.
Do you think he still has that Bubba tattoo on his ass?
Oh, yeah. I think he's too scared to get that removed.
Tom Sandoval. That's Tom Sandoval got his.
The bacon egg. Oh, Lord. R.I.P. Back to Kristen and Carter. Kristen's moving. Everybody else is at Kristen's old place helping to move. And
Carter's at the new house that he doesn't live at.
But, like, he, like, took a load over there in his, like, two-seater car. He took, apparently, a bunch of stuff over there.
What did Jack say? He's, like, a two-door BMW.
Yeah, like, what can he fit in his car?
Kristen paid for.
But don't worry. He's staying longer. The reason why he's not back yet is because he's checking out all the doors. And they're like, what? With Katie being like, this is not an ex-boyfriend. If he's, like, checking out all the improvements of the house they've been working on, he's becoming more of a husband.
And Jack says the best thing that ever happened to him was when Stassi kicked him out.
Flashback.
Yeah. Never forget the crystal.
She drank the crystal?
Why does this happen to me?
But Jax is... I appreciate Jax in this moment. He's confronting Kristen. And I think this is the first time Kristen's actually listening to it and not flipping shit. Because she, like, obviously flipped out at Lala. But Jax is spitting some truth and putting his foot down.
Which is so ridiculous because Jax is the last person to spit any kind of truth.
But maybe Crazy talks to Crazy.
I know if anyone's going to fucking listen to it, it's just going to be Kristen.
Listen, we already know they hooked up. Maybe they have an inner connection.
Yeah.
Favorite part, though, is when Carter walks in, Jess like, so what was in
the
car?
What box do you want me to move?
Oh my God. I wrote down the awkwardness of when Carter walks in is unreal.
No, because this is how it happened. Is Jax is literally spitting, why can't he pay his own bills? You know, like, Uber's hiring, Carter walks in. What box can I carry?
He does his Jax spaz out.
Yeah, he's like, what am I doing? And he just immediately turns around. He's so awkward, and it's like, when you're staring at somebody and then they finally look you in the eyes,
and you're like, no, I wasn't looking.
Most people just like kind of like glaze their eyes to another direction. Jax is like,
who are you?
I wasn't looking at you, is probably what he'd say to you.
So, Katie and Kristen are like moving stuff out, and Jax looks at Carter and is like, you know what? It's awkward. Let me just talk to you.
Let's chat.
Let's go. And he basically says, look. Sorry, Kristen has made this all of our business.
Yep.
But I think it's best if, like, you take a month break.
1 month, which is really convenient.
Right after our wedding.
Yeah, because at the beginning of the episode, we get our wedding is in 1 month. Maybe you should take a 1 month break.
Jax does not give a fuck about his friend Kristen till after his wedding.
No. Who cares? Nobody cares about Kristen, like, to be honest. He just cares that Carter is not at the wedding.
Because
Brittany doesn't want to see him.
Apparently, if you're in a relationship, you're included on everything, which I guess so, but haven't invites already gone out? Don't we know if Kristen has a plus one or not? Like,
also true.
That's what it's, Brittany's like, maybe I invited him. I don't remember.
Yeah, it's like very
oh my god, probably.
But if you're going on Kristen's track record,
I'm sorry, everything is so, like, who knows? You have to know exactly how many people, like, your seating chart. Like,
I was about to say,
it's a nightmare.
Don't you, one month exactly out, don't you have that seating chart at least started?
That is locked down.
Yeah.
Like, ours was probably, like, a 3 weeks
before.
You have
to, because it's like,
we had to
table
get
numbers and, like,
final numbers for catering. And
yeah. No, she knows.
He's not going to be there. I didn't see him there, so I stalked that wedding so hard that weekend it happened.
I was silent. I know nothing about planning a wedding. I'm
no,
probably
I don't know
gonna
about planning
elope.
A wedding. I'm just saying I
this is so stressful
stalked
even
the hell
watch.
Out of social media when that thing went down. I don't think Carter's there.
Whatever. You know what? Jax,
either way,
Carter does not want this to end.
He's not threatening he's or not guilting her, don't you worry. He's just saying he's the only one there for her.
But he did say...
He is kind of manipulating. He is kind of manipulating
it. Did you see last episode when he was, like, basically at the party whenever everybody was, like, attacking Chris, and he was like, I love you. Yeah. You know I love you. And kissed her and then walked away and was like, right outside the door, and then looked back and goes, I love you.
Mm-hmm. It's like that guy that's like, no one will ever love you like I love you.
Yeah.
Who's going to be there?
Who's going to be there if I'm gone?
And yes. Jax is like, we will. Which, like, I think Jax is being really honest in this moment, even though obviously they're all frustrated with Kristen. They've been frustrated with her for a lot of years. But Jax is so right. Like, we will all be there for her. There are so many of us that she keeps bitching to. Like, we are there for her now. We will continue, especially to be there for her after this. Go away.
Basically, Carter gets the deal that he is... Out of Miami.
And,
he's not coming.
Oh, yeah. He's cool with it. Not that big a deal. Brittany just doesn't want you there.
Kristen, though.
It's not me.
Cool with it, but, you know.
Brittany doesn't want it. Kristen, though, when they come out of the room, Kristen
it's
looks
so
at Carter
awkward.
And is like, fuck these guys. Like, that's
it's
what
like,
her eyes basically
yeah,
said. It's like, I love you.
I'm sad. And then, literally, there's sad music playing. Like, I don't know if you guys noticed that, but there was like a dramatic little like... Little belt melody.
What?
Like, it was just like the saddest little thing, and Kristen looks at him as if like the world's ending.
Sad.
Oh my god.
Yeah, it was just so weird. But
never
Carter's not coming to Miami.
Again.
That's how it ends. And next up.
So they're having a joint Bachelor Bachelorette?
Yeah. And I know
just like
sure,
Sheena and Shay.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be great. It's in Miami. I know they rent a boat. I think
together. It literally sounds like Sheena and Shay's.
Same photo shoot.
Yep.
The same
oh,
like, joint retro.
The same divorce time?
Maybe.
The divorce closet? Rob comes through?
No. We gotta find it. The annulment closet.
Oh.
It has to be a new
version.
Like, picture that's like floating around over the summer. Like Jax riding his motorized cooler.
Yeah.
With like no wedding ring. Did you guys see that?
Really?
Yeah.
No.
Oh yeah, that's from there was a rumor.
There's like rumors that like they weren't together anymore.
Yeah, the motorized cooler. He was just riding down the street.
Next up, next episode, we have a lot.
Dana and Sheena talk, which I think Dana's going to own the fuck out of Sheena.
I think Dana does not give two shits because it was different when Sheena came in. Like, they were all a huge group. Now it's kind of like newbies and...
And some of the oldies. Old people like Dana.
Oh, yeah. I think she gives it to Sheena. We also have Lisa reading Stassi's book.
To Ken.
Yes.
About her full bush.
Yeah. And Ken's like, oh man, I think Lisa, I don't know, I didn't realize like there was an audiobook or that Lisa read it.
No, like if Lisa narrated.
Lisa better be. I hope.
Like her.
But I would think it's out by now, so I don't know if that's true.
No
but
idea.
Either way, even if she was in the running, if Lisa didn't do it, I'm upset.
Sheena talks to Max.
Oh lordy. So when does Palm Springs happen?
I think that was. I don't know. I don't care. Sheena, stay home.
But the highlight of this next episode.
Stassi gets banned from TomTom, and she is so unhappy.
If Stassi shows up at TomTom, Tom will kick her out.
I want to know what she did to Tom.
I agree. Because
it's not Schwartz. Schwartz doesn't have any beef with fucking
cares?
Anyone.
Because Stassi, we saw this in the before the season started, that Stassi screaming at Tom Sandoval, and I can't wait for that. It better all be next
did
episode.
Did we know that was Tom Sandoval?
No.
I don't think so.
It was just her yelling. Like,
I don't remember. I don't remember if we saw Tom Sandoval.
Saw Tom on the
but I think we assumed it had to be one of them.
But they always have, like, beef. Like, they never
yeah.
really, like,
yeah.
Sandoval has never, like, volunteered, I feel
Well, I feel like Sandoval always was able to call Stassi out on all her shit. Even season one when he's like, Stassi thinks she's queen bee and like the rest of us just fucking live in her world. But we all know Tom Sandoval thinks he's queen bee. So I think it's two queens going at it.
I think Jax thinks he's like the queen or the king of the guys. But I think Sandoval is the king, like of the guys.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, he has his own thing with James and Ariana, obviously. Yeah. And because of Ariana,
Sheena. Sandoval could be very happy without this group. He would live a full life.
Well, I think without Stassi. Like, he does.
I also think that he also takes it out of Stassi that she outed the him. Jax and Kristen.
Yeah.
Cheating.
Yeah.
So, like, I feel like he kind of blames
that
her.
That kind of, like, bonded them together. Like, look at...
But I think it probably embarrassed him more than it embarrassed Stassi.
Like, she should have reached out to him first and been like, you're going to bring Kristen in this thing, I'm going to crucify... Stassi would never, because it would have ruined the crucifixion. But, like...
But the punch. It gave us the punch.
Feel this? You feel this? You never feel anything, Jax.
Oh, Lordy.
You feel this?
Favorite. Practice that over and
10 out of 10.
Oh, man. All right, we got some questions on our Facebook page.
Okay, the first one is from Mary Kate, and she says, okay, Sheena, is this feud with Dana going to be her storyline all season? Because if so, she's devolving. I've always liked her and rooted for her, but this behavior is annoying. She's exhibiting all the jealousy and mean girlness that she hated about Stassi in season one, except without Stassi's charming humor. I hope she moves on from this very quickly because I can't watch 20 more episodes about it.
Yeah, I think we touch on this a lot.
God, fuck you, Sheena. Just stop.
Obviously, like, the two scenarios are different, the Stassi Sheena and the Sheena Dana, but I think Dana's going to win this one.
Yeah, poor, I think Dana's Sheena a bad bitch.
Always loses. But I think
it's... I don't even think it's poor Sheena.
Well, it's like... I kind of do feel... I feel bad for the Stassi moment with her and Stassi, like...
I used to like Sheena. Yeah. I rooted for Sheena. But now, I can't be... This reminds me of, like, people who used to be bullied in school who become the bully. Yeah. Like, I can't...
Yeah. It's dumb, too.
It looks bad on you.
Because the thing is, like, it's not like she has beef with Max. It's not like...
She says she's not mad at anything. At least Stassi was like... I hate you because you rub suntan lotion on my boyfriend.
Yeah, you're, like, flirting with my boyfriend.
Sheena's like, I have no problems. Yeah. I'm just a bitch.
Yeah. It doesn't
make
sense.
She's not.
She wants to be a bitch because she thinks that'll make her liked.
Yeah.
She thinks she'll have the upper hand and some power, but really, she just looks so dumb, Sheena. Stop.
We get it.
Blew up. So we have Christy. There's a few of them, so we'll go one by one. Christy says, I think all the drama with Sheena is just for the show, and I'm okay with it. Otherwise, that would be her storyline.
I think it is.
I think it is her storyline.
Well, I think it's her storyline, but I don't think it's all for the show.
No, I think this is her in real life.
Her for real.
Yeah. Because every season it's the same about a boy, I don't think it's like a storyline Bravo handed to her.
Show about sex.
Yeah.
Or, like, I think this is, like, her, like, thing.
Yeah. Her MO, yeah.
I don't know.
Ugh. She goes on to say, I feel Kristen's friends need to be a bit more understanding. She thinks she loves Carter and may want to be with him. Just be there.
But they were for a long time.
Freaking kind
of. It's hard to be there in that moment.
I think once Kristen lists all the horrible things Carter does, as a friend, you have to be like, get out of that relationship.
Well, if he's this terrible, we want to help you get out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And hopefully... Jack saying, take a month off, minus the whole wedding in a month. Take a month off. Maybe that will actually end this.
I thought they have said, if she wants to be with him, fine.
Yeah.
Then, like, stop telling us all these
just be
things.
Honest.
Like,
yeah.
Be honest about it. Like, they'll support them in a relationship.
Yeah. Because I think she's going to them, like, Carter won't leave my house.
Right.
He's so mean to me. And then to Carter, she's like, I love you. Also, move in.
Right. Yeah. I love you. It's great.
Our family.
Oh my god, that was the worst. Our family is breaking up.
When she got disappointed at the top.
Yeah, and she was just eating pasta alone. Because they were kind of like ending their relationship at that point because like they were still living together.
Oh
my god,
they've been breaking up for seasons.
In the bed eating pasta and she was with the dogs like, you still like me, right?
He's like, in the other room, he's like, you okay?
Yeah.
Good. Yeah. Christy also says, hate Lala, Stassi, Bo, Katie, and Schwartz still. No, stay off of Bo, Christy.
I'm not on board.
Bo hasn't done anything.
I love Lala, Stassi, and Bo. Like, right off the bat, those are three of my favorite characters.
I think they all, minus Bo, because we haven't seen enough of him. I think Lala and Stassi obviously suck in their moments, but they own
character arc is amazing.
Oh, yeah.
Katie, fine, whatever. She sucks most of the time anyway.
You know, if we have to pick one to go, it's
Katie. And Schwartz is... Schwartz is just a dog. I don't know. He can stay or go.
He has his tricks, but...
He's like Jiggy. We don't see much of him, but when we do, it's fine.
Yeah.
Jiggy has alopecia.
I don't know if you knew that.
She also says, give me some Ariana and Tom at the home, please. I'd love to see them in their suburban lives a little more.
I don't know. Tom's, like, breakdancing in their basement.
His breakdancing room. The
best. This is going to be my breakdancing room.
I would love to see their morning. You know how we used to get their routines getting ready for sir?
Yeah.
Babe, where's my hair? Where's my
straightener?
Yeah. Whatever. Your straightener sucks, babe. That was it.
Well, the best is actually when Ariana and Lisa talked. Lisa was like, how's the decorating going? And Ariana's like, That's like what started the like, depression talk. She was like, well, I don't really get out of bed much.
I hope we see them decorate. I would love to see, because we saw Tom try and decorate Tom. Yeah. I would love to see him try and decorate his home and Ariana be like, stop.
I wonder if that's going to be like a plot line at all, because we talked about this last episode that Brittany said all their houses, although they look the same on the exterior, they are very different inside. So if I don't get any inside shots of it decorated, I'm going to be angry.
But it was Tom and Ariana that moved first.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, give them their glory. This is their thing.
But Jax is getting married.
I don't know if you know this. Jax is getting married.
Back
up. 1 month?
Hold on.
I heard...
When Kristen and Carter are on a break. That's when they're going to get
however
married.
Long the break is how... Wait, they probably timed that incorrectly. They said 1 month. That means they're going to get back together the day of the wedding.
Ooh.
I think Kristen will punch him in the parking lot.
God, I hope so.
Right next to, wasn't there a Taco Bell truck? That was my taco!
Walk away with her trainer.
Yeah. There it is. Lisa's trainer.
Or Lance
Bass.
Brett. So she says, Jax is looking hot. Please forgive me, LOL, and he isn't annoying me yet.
Shredding for the wedding.
Jax has a reason to look hot, but he does annoy me. I think the whole thing is like, he couldn't give time. He's the last episode.
He's riding the fence on, it's not my fault, Carter. It's Brittany's, which is not how you should enter your marriage.
Or when last episode when he's like, Tom just dropped our friendship. And Tom's like, I literally texted my ass back.
I didn't see that. Here's your response.
Like, I think Jax, we're used to him by now, so we give him kind of a pass. But we shouldn't, because he sucks ass.
And he's like 50 years old.
Yeah.
Grow up.
Even Peter's younger than you are.
I still believe that.
That is alarming.
Her last comment is, also, I like the new people and hope the show can create that old feeling again.
No. Oh, no.
Rejected.
Yes, but no. They don't know you yet.
They like Charlie.
Christy, do you like the
Danica,
new people?
Danica, Dana, Brett, and Max.
Yes, I like them too.
Dana and Danica is going to fuck me up. I really like Dana.
They're going to fuck Max up too.
I stand by Max and Brett right now. I think they're going to be good TV. Mm. I think they're going to be more interesting to them than whatever Tom Schwartz and Jax are doing.
I don't like Max. I think he's annoying.
I'll stand by him.
He's the new Jax, let's be honest.
I'm excited to see if Danica dated Max.
Are they trying to replace Jax or Tom? Tom and Tom.
Let's get rid of Jax and Brittany, because I'm not going
to
watch them
Brett
raise
Max
kids.
Trying to be the new Tom and Tom?
I think they're going to be the new Jax, because I don't think you can fully phase Tom and Tom out because they're with Tom. So I think they'll be like the Kens, where, you know, it's like, hey, we're here. Yeah,
they're
going to
hold their dogs.
Literally, Lisa holding Tom
Sandoval
and Tom
is
on
Ken.
Each arm.
Tom Sandoval is Ken, and he holds Tom Schwartz in his arms as Jiggy.
Hey, rolling up on their motorcycle. I think we're going to get that once every three episodes.
You heard it here first.
The new Jiggy and Ken. But I think Jax and Brittany, will be the first to leave once they have a kid. And so think they're, bringing in.
And I'm not going to watch Jax and Brittany raise a child.
I'll have a spinoff.
Yeah.
Oh.
Jax and Brittany take Kentucky.
Yeah. They'll have a show.
No, man.
All of them will when they live on the same street.
It needs to be new Real Housewives. That's all it needs to be, be honest. Which I don't
run by Lisa that. Vanderpump. The Real Housewives of West of Hollywood or whatever it is.
Yeah. Real Housewives of WeHo.
So we have one iTunes review for five stars.
Five stars only.
It's from Jeezy Foshizy.
Nice.
Titled, So Far, So Good.
Which is how I'll we roll. Take
it. found about this podcast. Grammar. Sorry.
Found. Bitch. First review. Leave him alone. Maybe they were drunk. We appreciate.
I should
it.
Review podcasts Jeezy, when I'm drunk. Jeezy Foshizy. No.
Thank you, Jeezy Foshizy. Despite Alicia's meanness, we are appreciative.
Okay. Found out about this podcast through Challenged Podcast. So good. Go listen. I am excited to hear more. It's great listening to other people's opinions about a show you love. Keep it coming. And you know what?
Will.
Yeah.
More to
Thank
come.
Thank you so much. So now it's time for...
Blocked and Accepted.
Should we start with Blocked or Accepted?
Wait, explain this.
Okay, so you... Basically, it's as
it's
if...
It's very confusing. It's basically our favorite and least favorite of the episode, but to make it fun.
If you had to accept a cast member on social media, whose friend request would you accept, and who would you block?
Or in real life. Let's just... What cast member do you want to accept?
Just from this episode, based on what has happened.
We go episode to episode.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
Do you want to start off, Alicia?
Oh, I guess. I am gonna... And I think I picked her last week, but I'm accepting Dana. I fucking love her. I think she's gonna be great for the cast. I think she's gonna bring so much drama. I think she's a bad bitch, and I think she's gonna destroy Sheena's ass, and I'm in for it.
I have to agree. I mean, I always want to try and pick a different one, but Dana, I think she's amazing. Yeah. I think she's so witty, so funny. Standing up to Sheena, who's apparently training her and not training her at the same time. I think she's hilarious, though. I mean, can I go now? Max is about to pick me up. It was a giant FU in her face that I loved.
Annie?
That's a lot of pressure. I was going to say Dana, but I think I'm going to say Lala.
Love her. Always a solid choice.
She's super honest, and I love that she's trying to, like, reach out to James and, like, make their friendship work, because I feel like Lala has been a lot of things, but, like, she is a truly good friend, and I think she wants the best for James, and I appreciate that.
I agree.
Mm-hmm.
Tim?
Don't fuck it up.
Don't fuck it up.
I mean, I probably will.
Maybe they won't like the new people on this podcast.
Yeah, I mean, I probably will. I would accept probably... You know, I'll accept Jax, because I think he actually
No, it's all right.
Justice episode.
Judge.
Justice episode. Judged. Hold on. I think there's a solid reason, depending on if he gives that reason.
Because of his talk with Tristan.
I agree.
He was being a legit, I think probably the first time that we've seen him be like a legit friend.
Actually honest about anything.
Jax has a reason he's doing that, and it's for himself to save his wedding.
100%. It's selfish, but...
Selfish, maybe.
I hear you. I'll sleep
on the couch tonight, I guess.
But here's the thing is, that's the first time Kristen has actually listened to somebody's opinion that we've seen that's on the true. Show about Carter. So...
All right, fine. I'll change it.
No,
you're stuck with
I like yours.
What, Tim? You can't stand up to us? You can't stick by your opinion?
Yeah. Yikes. Maybe your blocked will go better. Do you want to go? You want to say your block, or do you want to skip for a minute?
Oh, Sheena, she's psycho.
I love it.
Okay, you're back in good graces.
Just stay away.
Yeah.
There you go.
No, thank you.
We all need like a downside to the episode, so Sheena, I feel like, is always going
to
be.
Sorry, Sheena. Fuck you.
Sheena doesn't listen to this.
If she did, this would be the wrong episode, because she would just hate my ass.
I mean, I've already called her crazy in both episodes.
Don't call her crazy.
Not crazy! Annie, you want to go? We'll go back the other way.
All right. This is a tough one.
I know.
I really dislike Sheena, but I dislike her always. I think I might dislike Brittany. Because I feel like she's letting this whole wedding and the whole marriage thing go to her head, and I feel like she's changed so much of who she was since she like first started the show.
Yeah.
And like her true colors are truly showing now, and I don't like it.
I feel like just like Jax really likes to ride the fence, Brittany does because, but she blames it on being nice. Like, she needs to be nice to everybody.
Everyone likes that she's nice, but yeah. She's not really that nice.
No, she's a secret-ass bitch.
And I agree that she's, like, losing herself in this wedding because whenever Jax fucked Faith, she, like, kind of had a backbone there for a minute, and it was really cool to see.
But she did, but now like that's like her.
But then
excuse.
She loosed it.
Like,
lost
well,
it.
I had two wedding bands because I put up with all this shit.
Yeah, and
like,
it's like,
I'm such a good person because.
But
I
you really didn't.
Jess, but
yeah.
Like, but you're a fool.
Yeah.
And she has the audacity to tell Raquel that she shouldn't be with James because James is cheating on her.
She should. This is where I'm like, Brittany, why aren't you compassionate? Like, these are where. That moment is where Brittany's not nice. Like, how are you not nice to somebody who.
It's in the same situation that you were in.
Did nothing to you. Just because her boyfriend sucks, your boyfriend, your now fiance, now husband, sucked so much.
He still
and everybody
sucks.
Still loved you. Why can't Raquel be cool? I mean,
whatever.
If he cheated on every single one of his girlfriends, what makes you different? You're not that special.
She's well, his southern dad, accent.
His dad died and he saw the light.
And she has mama's beard cheeks.
Oh, lordy. Well, I am blocking Max. I think he is such a douche in his interviews, I totally believe that he is telling girls that he owns 20% of TomTom.
Like, I love Max.
No,
we're gonna disagree. I'm rooting for Max this season.
I don't know. I mean, I think he's fine with Dana. Like, I don't dislike that portion of it, but I think him alone, he just like really tries to talk himself up where. He doesn't have anything to be talked up. At least, like, Dana has her, like, comedy or, like, everybody has something, and he's just like...
He's the manager.
I've hooked up with a lot of girls. I'm a manager at the best restaurant in Hollywood, you know, like...
One day I'll go to Hollywood and test that theory.
Not alone.
I would block Carter. My God, I've never been more annoyed with the freaking storyline. And Kristen, if she's with Carter. You know what? I'll block
Roxy. Yeah.
They're oh, my crazy. God.
It's not even Carter. I think it's
Kristen and Carter.
Because of Kristen.
Yeah.
I just, like, I get what Jax is saying, like, why don't you end it? And I get what Carter's saying, where he's like, well, I don't want to end it. But
yeah.
Jesus Christ, the rest of us are suffering because of this. And Bravo, stop giving them all this airtime, because no one freaking cares, and I'm tired of talking about it. And I'd literally rather talk about this wedding that's happening between what's his nuts. If you can't remember Prince Harry, I can't remember your name, idiot.
Well, I'm curious what, kind of, obviously, this will be way further in the future of what the reunion, like, what Kristen will talk about Carter in, like, this season. And I was shocked that Carter was not on last reunion. Like,
oh, yeah.
I feel like he has a lot to defend himself on with,
yeah.
If, like, for this season's reunion. Because it's, like, Kristen's saying different things to different people. So that's just not fair. Like,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, Carter's being manipulative, but Kristen is also manipulating everybody.
Yeah, you know what? They can both be blocked. I never want them in my life. Goodbye.
Sounds like Carter might have people on his side. Like, if he's like, look, this is what she was telling me.
Yeah.
This is, like, my point of view. I feel like Stassi...
I think Stassi's
like,
coming after. Yeah.
Like,
Stassi and Lala aren't going to deal with that.
I think they're going to be like, still get out of her life. But
right,
like
we don't like you, but I guess
they're
gonna
go to Kristen
not,
though and
right.
be like,
yeah,
get him out of your life.
This isn't
like,
healthy.
Yeah.
Like if they hadn't known Kristen for so long, I think they would probably ditch her and keep him. But because Kristen's is like a main cast member on the show, and like they kind of have to keep her.
Seen her in a healthy relationship.
No,
her healthiest was Tom Sandoval.
Like,
honest to God,
two episodes in.
James is the other option, I think. Out of all of
her
them.
And Carter were, it's just like her, Tom Sandoval and Kristen, and then Carter and Kristen were a little bit good at the beginning, I'm sure.
Kristen's healthiest relationship has been and always will be Jax Taylor. Always.
Terrifying.
They are always, they are the same level, and I will say it till I die, they should be a couple.
Holy shit,
just
no.
Date each other and leave the rest of the world away from your awfulness.
Should they just go into solitary confinement, but
yeah,
with
oh
each other?
God,
so what
yeah.
would you call that?
Just get
go into a padded cell with the two of you.
Stay there forever. Goodbye.
We'll just, all right.
Did Carter take her to like turtle races for the first date?
Yeah.
Shut up.
Was
no.
That's right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Was it
that.
He the one that showed up at Katie's makeup party that one time? Remember? And they started making out heavily in front of everyone?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
He was like a Tinder date, but he also dated Katie.
Who was the turtle races?
Oh, yeah.
No, it might have been Carter.
No, it was Carter. I think it was Carter.
Stassi was like, what is this place?
They went
to
some like Bologna. Yeah, they were like out of like Hollywood, wasn't it? It wasn't even like in LA anymore.
A rat alley bar.
Whatever. Block their asses. Well, goodbye.
This has been a good one.
This has been fun.
Thanks for joining us, Tim and Annie.
Yeah.
Please.
I'm sorry if we bring your ratings down.
Oh, not at all.
We have no ratings.
Yeah. Don't bring Annie into this.
It would be you.
I will score myself.
Who was able to fix the TV so we
could
watch this episode?
You know,
go Annie.
Annie. She fixed the TV in Annie 7 seconds.
I accepted. I'm sorry. I'm capable.
If you liked Tim and Annie, or if you didn't like them, let us know on the Facebook group.
Or if you didn't like Tim and like Annie, all comments
They're not
worth
in
it.
The Facebook group, so it's fine.
I'm okay with it.
They're not in the Facebook group. We can talk candidly about it. Please don't be mean, but you could just be like those other
slightly
two.
Slightly mean. Go get Stassi them, get style. Out. Mean, but with style.
Yes.
I'm going to pull up Kristen and make a fake account. Join the Facebook group.
Yes.
Well, don't forget to rate, review, subscribe.
Cheesy, remember?
Oh, yeah. That review
cheesy
was.
Cheesy fo cheesy.
Come on. You don't even know your own name.
No.
Yes. Rate, review, subscribe. Follow us on Instagram. Join our Facebook group.
Do it all. This Thanks so it. Much, guys. Bye.